for this.
Open the parking lot now!
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
I didn't realize you had video on this. I didn't realize it was video. It was like in my pocket.
That's gonna be a lot of static.
Yeah. Oh, really? Hold on.
Now we can't hear you.
Now I hear nothing.
So it's pretty bad?
David Allen.
Damn.
Hold on.
That was hilarious.
Hold on.
Why'd he leave?
I don't know.
I don't get it. Welcome so to up, another boy? Episode of Pocket Knife News.
Question mark. God damn it, who put a question mark on that teleprompter?
How many times do we have to tell you he'll read anything you put on there?
Is that better?
Much yes, better. We can hear you now.
Okay, it's my stupid laptop then.
Okay. It's beautiful. Welcome to another episode of Pocket Knife News. I'm Aaron.
I'm Philip.
I'm Homer.
And I'm David.
There it is.
I was like, I mean, there's three people went before him. I know we didn't talk about it before the show, but I'm pretty sure we could put the dots together. We got our good friend David on the show today. David V.
Hello, everyone.
How's it going, man?
It's been going pretty good. Just got out of school. Just got home about an hour ago.
Yeah, that sounds horrendous.
Yeah, it pretty much is. I'm pretty stressed out about it right now, but it'll be over soon. 6 weeks, so.
You got your boner jams on?
Oh, my God.
All right. Starting the show off right. Welcome to the show, everybody.
He didn't say no.
He said yeah. Oh, man.
I was busy before I got a little invite to a call.
Your box of porn.
Whatever.
All your favorite. All your favorite.
I was like, were you referring to this call? Because I'm set to sound yesterday.
You know what I think is funny? That's Miner's go-to. So I can't good morning, guys. Hey, man. Where's those boner jams? Is that all you're thinking about?
Dude, that is one you of my favorite church, movies, right? Okay?
I know we had church, but I just want to know if you got those boner jams waiting in the car.
40-year-old Virgin is one of my favorite movies, dude.
Homer.
Yes.
Homer, I got it. Now we know why his dates end so quickly. Things get a little awkward. You just saw. So have you seen Boner Jams Volume 4?
He puts in the cassette tape, Boner Jams, Boner Jams. I got to go.
Oh, shit. Actually, if it was 2004, it probably would be on a VHS tape. Shit.
What a way to start the show. This is how we treat guests who we already know. Once we've known David for some time, about 8 minutes now. And
and it already went that south. It already went
that south. Yeah. I mean, in the movie, Boner Jams was on VHS, and so I don't even think I have porn on DVDs anymore. It's all online.
I love it that you actually people weren't able to.
He's
see
like,
that,
well, this David wasn't in the show notes, but I could roll with this.
I love it that David actually looked up as if he was looking at his shelf. Like, I don't have my VHS.
It's
all online. Oh, there it is. He was looking at something in the room. Just letting the listeners see. No, that
he saw inventory. Let's see by category.
No, those are all kept in a box. Secret place.
Boner your box 2017.
Bought a pair of shoes from David wrong time. Wrong box.
Y'all are ridiculous.
I'm sorry. Things don't normally get out of this out of hand.
It's all
what was early in the show.
What are we touching on today?
So we're going to do a full news episode today. We're going to start with the drama that is the fucking DC Cinematic Universe. So in a not so drama-y news, we got WD 47. WB pushes back Aquaman to December release. Fine. Shows some confidence in that movie. I'm good with that. But that leaves another open slot in the year. So they've decided, hey, we're going to throw another movie in for 2018. We don't know what it's going to be yet. Are y'all fucking for real? So you're telling me you're going to have a movie ready to go in 1 year?
Yeah. Even though y'all are pushing back
Batman,
stuff.
You know, going.
It's not Batman. It's
no, not I'm just Batman. Saying they can't even Matt get Reeves. The Batman going. I'm just saying. No, and they're Reeves like, we're going to do a new movie.
They could have been working it already without anybody knowing.
No, because they've been so transparent with everything. I mean, they're like, announcement. Psych. Well, never
yeah,
mind
but,
that.
But has it worked for them?
Exactly. It hasn't
really worked for them, you know?
I agree 100%. And I think this is not a good sign. Whatever gets slated in this is going to be rushed. And the only thing only good thing that could come out of that is,
for the love of God,
less cooks in the kitchen. Warner Brothers, oh, fuck. You know what, though? Got time to argue with the director. Just let them do whatever they want.
You know what, though? While it's been chaos on the, on the movie side, they've been doing a great job on the small screen on TV. You know, they got Powerless, which I'm actually really enjoying.
Yeah.
Got Arrow.
The small screen.
You know, they've got Flash, Supergirl. They had Smallville way back when. So yeah,
there's no arguments there, but they can't get
Except
it together
Gotham,
for large.
Gotham is just,
fucking hell! Oh, sorry.
We see how Homer feels about Gotham.
Well then, so the top two contenders for the slate are Suicide Squad 2.
Woohoo!
Top runner for directing that movie is Mel Gibson. Still,
Mel Gibson, really?
Yeah, he's the top top contender.
Clearly, we have a listener in this.
Hey, I've listened to a few episodes, man. I'm like super busy. I don't got time for shit. Mel Gibson, really? They're that desperate?
Listen
like,
to us while you study,
are you
bro?
Kidding me? Yeah. That's not desperate. That's genius. Mel Gibson directing a Suicide Squad movie would be glorious.
I guess that's true. I mean, he did do Passion of the Christ, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's point to that.
Well, we know how he feels about Jews.
That's a great one to go to, dude.
All right, perfect. Yep. Let's go ahead and mark this time. Edit out.
Thanks for joining, David.
The other option.
Yeah, you're welcome.
The other front runner for this is Green Lantern Corps. The top contender for directing this movie right now, I believe, is David Goyer.
Okay.
Who has several writing credentials on like The Dark Knight he's a part of, but he's probably for directing, he's most well known for a movie known as Blade Trinity.
Didn't we see that together?
We saw the marathon, bro. We saw Blade 1, Blade 2, and then the other Blade.
And then I fell asleep in the middle of Trinity, even though I thought it was hilarious.
Okay. I don't know why people knock on Trinity so much. I love that movie. That being
I'm not
said,
saying it was bad. I'm just saying.
No, it's definitely not good. I'm not saying it's bad, but it's not good. And with what happened last time with Green Lantern, it just seems like kind of a shaky decision to put a so-so director on this guy.
I feel like they can make a good Green Lantern, but to pump it out within this like a year? No.
Special effects. Heavy.
Well, I mean,
I feel like this one they would have to work on a lot to redeem themselves from the last.
So why rush it to have it out in a year? Like, that gives you like 6 months of development time because you got to promote it for at least a few months and do all post editing.
Yeah, well, it could be that they already had like a script ready for it, and they were just keeping it on the down low.
That's
after
true.
After the first Green Lantern bomb, they're like, "Okay, we got to
announce everything." I think we would have heard about it way long time ago.
What about Henry Cavill's Instagram? Got to look bigger than Green Lantern.
So I think that they're doing a lot of reshoots for Justice League right now, which is fine. That always happens, and I think that they are adding those Green Lantern scenes in. Right now, to kind of pave the way for this Green Lantern movie coming. But I don't think that that's the right choice to slate for, because it's going to be a June release at the latest for next year. If you got a December release, doesn't make sense to release it any later than that. August would be too close. So June at the latest? Wow. Wow, that's so cool.
So I actually own it, so yes, I own the movie.
It's fantastic, but David is prominently and proudly showing his Ryan Reynolds Deadpool Blu-ray disc to us right now.
Actually, Green Lantern, but yes.
I don't think he realizes that we're only taking the audio from this
Google. No. I understand that, but I wanted y'all to see it.
No, it's good.
So, have they said anything that
he opens the cover and it's Boner Jams 2017?
Damn it, you found out my secret.
I misplaced it. I knew nobody would open this Green Lantern box. Damn it. Damn, somebody opens it.
No one would watch this shit.
Who would ever open Green Lantern? Hey, you have Green Lantern. Don't open that. Don't open that goddamn box. Don't open that.
So, totally derailed that conversation.
Sorry. Oh my God.
So were they going to like actually put him as a character, or were they just going to talk about him as they did in the previous movie where they were like, what was it, like superhumans, or what did they call him in the Batman v Superman? Oh, were they kind of showing Aquaman?
They're called, what are they calling? Metahumans.
Yep. See, like, Metahumans. Are they going to do something like that? Like, oh, hey, we also found these guys.
Like, hey, we found another file of Lex Luthor's, and he already has a cool little icon built in for us, and we got a short video.
Yeah, like, is it going
to
be like that?
I think he's going to have a full-on cameo in the film. Either he shows up to help, or he shows up and provides some type of information, is my guess.
Is he supposed to, like, come as, like, before he becomes Green Lantern, or Lantern? Like, these are all questions I got to know.
Those are fair questions. If I had to guess, I would say he's already Green Lantern.
Okay.
But
that would be good. I don't think we need another
fucking origin story.
Origin, yeah, of Green Lantern. Like, you found me. All right, move on.
You know what? People know Green Lantern. You know who people don't know? Black Panther. And we didn't get a full-on origin story for him, and it worked beautifully in Civil
War. It was awesome. I loved it. Yep. It was badass.
That's how you fucking backdoor a character into a universe. And now he gets his own standalone film, and we don't got to go through the drudge of the first hour and a half of the movie is him as a kid growing up and putting on the costume for the first time and trying to figure out how things work. Nah, man, he's full-blown Black Panther already. We're ready for it, and I think that that's what we should get for Green Lantern. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Well, but then it's also going to be called Green Lantern Corps, so who knows if it'll even include, you know, what is it, Hal, right?
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't. I mean, there's only 26 billion other Green Lantern you can choose that are totally better than Hal anyway. I'm telling you, man, I want Idris Elba in that
Lantern costume. Yes, that would be awesome.
So, John Stewart, Idris Elba, top choice. Not going to happen, but I would love to see it. Any suggestions for what they should have in that slot? I do have one suggestion. I think that they could get, it's because I know that they have script developed already for it. It's in some type of pre-production. The Gotham City Sirens wouldn't be too special effects heavy. I think that they could meet that in a more realistic tone and get that by the release date and get it out there.
See, they can if they're already have the actors and actresses for it, have half a script, you know what I mean, and kind of know what they're doing and begin filming by the end of this year. Maybe. But, I mean, if they don't start any of that,
post-production takes longer than even
– Yeah, no, I think
– If that's what I'm saying. As of right now, they have all that set, then they might be
good. If they could get a cast – say they get a cast in a month, I think they could be filming by June, be done by end of July, and then go into pre-production, and we have a trailer by Christmas.
What, October, November?
Jesus.
That's an insane schedule, but it could be done. And I think
that's assuming if they're like working really, really hard on the script right now.
Yeah, that's why I was like, they have to have like a lot.
Well, it's David Ayer, and you know he wants to redeem himself after Suicide Squad, which is fine, but not what everybody expected. And I know that he's working to redeem himself.
Bashed so bad.
It does not deserve the bashing it got. Is it the best? Absolutely not. Are there things that should have been different? Yes. David Ayer said that himself. But he wants to. He's going to want to come back with this strong.
But as a DC movie, you got to say, yeah, it was good. It was one of the top ones, to be honest with you.
And you know, and I think I've told you, Homer, the more I watch that movie, the more I like it.
It has to grow on you. It can't just be like, because, yeah, like the first time I saw it, I liked it because of the characters and, you know, the connection I have with them. But it wasn't like I came out and I was like, where is the nearest tattoo parlor? I need tattoos now, you know?
And I came out of it like, why did I just waste my money?
So. I came out and was like, so we watched a movie, huh?
There's always a
let it marinate. And I was like, I liked it. And then I watched it again. I was like, okay, I dig it. It's my jam. I can get behind this. In other superhero news.
What?
So, there's a movie called Life coming out this weekend, I believe.
I feel like what you're going to go to, like when I saw it, is awesome. But I want you to hit it. But I think it's an awesome concept.
It's pretty funny. So I'm going to explain the whole concept. I posted about it on our Instagram. And just to kind of give a little more background on where this theory came from. So this movie, Life, a new trailer dropped for it, right? Alien Space. Go watch the trailer. So apparently they find some kind of
life.
Alien creature. Life. Air quotes, yeah. Good language skills. Great.
Got it.
So they find a small alien life. If you've seen any of the trailers, it's like a little tiny, just
goo thing,
goo matter symbiote type thing. Correct. Yeah. Oh, that's a good word for it.
There we go.
In the most recent trailer, though, they show some scenes from Earth as if something was coming down, and they show one scene where people are looking in awe. And some fucking eagle-eyed Reddit user, I don't understand how people have time for that or how they make these connections, but realize that scene is a scene from Spider-Man 3. And I've seen the side-by-sides, and it is pretty darn close, man.
Basically, they use the same production lot is essentially what happened.
Yeah, but it's the same characters, same actors, and everything. No, so dude, you need to look at it.
I've seen it. I looked at it. I looked at it so close, and it's so close. It's not exactly the same actors, but you know, I figured, you know, they're just using the same production lot that they use in Spider-Man. It's Sony's production lot. It doesn't seem too far fetched to think that they just reuse the same damn street that they decided to all look up at.
And then right there,
someone. So glad we brought the Dream Crusher onto the show today.
I'm a realist. I'm a realistic guy.
Absolutely. That's totally what the situation likely is. But because of that, the theory came out that is this a prequel to a Venom origin story? Beautiful, right? Great theory. Awesome. Amazing theory. Oh, but then it gets better. Shortly after this theory is published, Sony announces standalone Venom movie next year.
That's true. It could happen. I mean, hey, all they have to do is add an after-credits scene, right?
They already got the Green Lantern in there.
Sony have the rights to
Boom?
I thought Disney got the rights to Spider-Man because it went back to Marvel.
No, they share it. It's just a sharing agreement.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why they loaned him, and like he was in Civil War, and now he's getting his own movie. But Sony could still kind of do their own thing.
So.
Great. Don't tell me what to do. They can ruin it.
Don't tell me what to do.
No, so it's a collaboration. It's like Spider-Man Homecoming is a Sony picture.
Here it is.
Set in the MCU.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is how they're working around that.
I'm just happy that Marissa Tomei's in it. Mm-hmm.
She is super hot.
Aunt May finally got hot. All right.
Look. Stick to your
and that's a good point. Like, my aunt's not super old. I don't know why they always depicted her as like a great grandma.
I know they're like,
well, they had Sally Field on there, and she wasn't. She's how old is she? Like 70.
Damn, she didn't look that old,
right? I don't know. I was just throwing a number out because I've seen her in stuff since I was a little kid.
Yeah, obviously.
No, argument.
I don't like the fact that she was a Spider-Man actor so many times.
Well, we finally got a good one. So
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Yeah, before
Andrew Garfield was pretty good, though. I like that.
I liked Andrew Garfield a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Homer, I need you to defend Tom Holland. We've seen him for 2 seconds, and people are like, oh, this is the Spider-Man we deserve. And then you see the Spider-Man Homecoming trailer, and I'm like, he's fine. He's good. It is nice that he's younger. He is a teenager. I mean, Andrew Garfield looks like he's 12 anyway, so that kind of worked in that universe. But, I mean, there's the scene where he takes the suit off. I'm all, I didn't know anybody in high school that was that fucking ripped. So I still don't buy it. He still looks old.
But that's what happens.
That's what happened to Tobey Maguire in the first Spider-Man, remember? He went to bed and then he woke up and he's like, I'm ripped.
Yeah, and he was able to see 2020 and stuff like that. It was like,
yeah, and he was also
radioactive fucking spider, dude.
Michael Keaton in that movie, dude.
I'm 100% on board for that. He is.
I guess Deborah's not.
Michael Keaton. No, how about?
I'll kill you and everyone you love.
He's coming back as a Birdman. I'm just hyped to see the duo of Iron Man and Spider-Man.
I'm dead. I don't know, because you took Iron Man's dick given the chance. Ridiculous.
There's a lot of sass.
I like how he said he'd suck his dick, and then he goes, you're ridiculous, with the emphasis on dick.
There it is.
Well, I am a dad.
Miner's so writing down Boner Jams 2018. This year's coming
over. Homer, you're going to have to send me your address so I can send you one of those bag of dicks, man. Those gummy bears.
That's all right, bro. I don't need them in my life.
Hey, dude, you know you like it.
I still didn't hear any solid defense for Tom Holland, so I'm going to assume that you're really not that soldier just excited for a new Spider-Man movie.
I'm just more excited about Marissa Tomei.
But I mean, like I said, in Civil War, he was great. The trailer, I can't really judge, but I mean, if I keep off of Civil War, I can't wait to see it. You know?
Okay, so you're telling me Andrew Garfield wouldn't have been just as good in Civil War?
He would have been better.
I don't know.
Better, but just as good?
I don't know, because Andrew Garfield didn't really have that. I mean, at least in the first two movies, there wasn't that much of a comic relief character that in Civil War. Civil War, you know, Tom Holland really had that, I guess, comical Spider-Man side to the Spider-Man. Yeah.
He had that, I'm still a 15-year-old punk kid, you know, and he was a nerd, and he just nerded out.
It
would have felt
better. Web shooter and all that. I don't know. With Andrew Garfield, I thought it was better.
No, I definitely like the Civil War suit.
The suit, yeah, for sure.
I know. Thanks, Spider-Man.
The Amazing Spider-Man suit wasn't that bad, though. It was better than the Spider-Man's suit with Tobey Maguire.
Team Cap.
You think in the Venom movie we'll see a black Spider-Man suit?
You know, so that's an interesting question. So
I don't think
so. Why not? If it's a Venom Origins, you got to show Spider-Man because Spider-Man had the symbiote and then he ripped it off.
Yeah, but I hope
that's how it became Venom.
I just feel like Venom should automatically do it and hit it running.
But if it's a Venom Origins, then you have to show Spider-Man.
They'll have to link it somehow.
That's a very interesting question. So is Tom Holland going to be in the beginning of Venom? And then it's going to roll off to Brock or whoever. Or I have an interesting theory. What if Guardians of the Galaxy gave us a Venom cameo, not in the traditional Venom, but in the Agent Venom vein?
But see, Agent Venom's effing badass, though.
He's pretty dope. And that doesn't need an origin story because you can kind of backdoor it into Guardians because he in the comics, because I don't read Guardians the comic, but I know in the animated show Agent Venom is a member of the Guardians, or maybe it was the comic and I haven't watched the show. I don't know, one of those. I've seen Agent Venom with Rocket Raccoon. I know that for a fact. So if they just hinted at it through that and then had some kind of backdoor intro, I could see that working as a standalone very well.
Like an Agent Venom?
Yeah.
I think that one as a standalone without Spider-Man, I think, you could do that pretty good. But, I mean, it just depends on how they want to say origin. You know what I mean? So,
Yeah.
How they want to play off of that or what?
I buy that for a dollar.
Hey.
But at the same time, how disappointing would it be to see an agent Venom instead of a fucking grizzly gnarled out Venom?
I wouldn't be disappointed.
Hey, well, you know what? While y'all are talking about this, I looked up the character because honestly, I'd never heard of the Agent Venom. But it looks like the
like a Venom Deadpool.
Well, the actual character, the guy who actually is Agent Venom, is that Eugene Flash Thompson. Apparently, he's actually portrayed in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah, oh. Flash Thompson. Yeah, he's a prevalent character. So Flash Thompson was Spider-Man.
He's a football player, right?
That's right.
He's the guy that's dating Gwen Stacy, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that character has existed
for a while. Yeah.
I just love it that he actually became Homecoming. What if Sony already knew they had this Venom plan well in advance? They already have this plan to backdoor it in through Homecoming.
It just got real.
That's crazy.
Dude, I mean, that could have very well been part of the agreement they made with Disney. Like, you know, we'll let you borrow Spider-Man, do what you got to do, but is there any way you can incorporate this? And they're all, yeah, we can throw that away as a post-credit scene or a mid-credit scene, you know? Because, you know, they do 16 post-credit scenes now.
See, you know what I hate is whenever we talk about stuff like this and my mind goes wild. And I was like, imagine being that like an end credit. Like Rocket's like, yeah, I got a friend that could help us out on this next little, you know, whenever we meet Thanos again and he just comes out and he's like, it's about time you call for my help. Or, you know what I mean? And I'm like, I'll be throwing little kids popcorn. I'm like, it's about fucking time. Bam. Mommy, my slushy. I don't give a damn about your slush.
Dude, that would be insane. What if they're like just running some mission? What if that was the opening scene to Guardians? Like, because we know that the opening scene is going to be them fighting that big fucking squid monster or whatever. That's got to be part of the opening scene. What if they're fighting it, and then just boom, the bitch explodes, and then it turns, you know, it has the big explosion mark, and you see through it, Agent Venom, and then somebody gives a throwaway line like, oh, only a matter of time before this guy showed up. Get out of here. Yeah. And then they send him on his way, and then you're like,
he's all, it's cool. You owe me one. And I'm like, oh.
Sounds like Marvel and Sony need to hire you guys.
They need to for like at least 5-minute clips. Give me 5 minutes. I just need 5 minutes of that. No,
my dream job is that episode of South Park where they hire Cartman to pitch ideas. Dude, that'd be the best idea ever. Or the best job ever. Just to not have to develop a whole script. Just
I feel like everyone like walk that. In to every meeting. They would be like, this is Marvel versus, you know, whatever, Guardians of the Galaxy 5, right? Yep.
So Batman.
Boom. And just walks out. And they're like, did he say Batman?
Walk into that meeting, Marvel, sit down with my manager, look at him, Bill. Has Warner Brothers called yet? They're all, no. Oh, all right, what shit characters you got to work with over here?
I guess we could use Iron Man again. God,
no, dude, get off Iron Man train. I love Iron Man because I love the smarts. I love the intellect. But I'm Team Cap all the way, baby. Team Cap. Captain America is one of my favorite heroes of all time since I was a wee little lad.
I think my favorite because Black Widow.
Yeah. I think in Civil War, my favorite scene is at the end where he Tony's like, that shield doesn't belong to you. My father made that shield, and he just drops it like, you can have it, bitch.
It's all, there you go. Done. I always joke, because I really like the Winter Soldier, too. Yeah. I just think that character is very interesting, and I like Sebastian Shaw, I think, just crushed it. But I have always said my favorite character in Winter Soldier is Captain America's shield. If you watch that movie, dude, he uses that shield like a so much, lunatic, dude. It does all kinds of things that makes no sense. It's awesome.
And that's because that's Tony gave him that little thing to like regenerate it to his arm. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why I love that freaking Spider-Man says that in Civil War. He's like, that has no laws of physics. Whatever the hell it wants.
Dude, I never noticed that.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He throws it and it bounces a couple of times. It goes back to Captain America and he's like, You know, that shield does not abide by the laws of physics. You know that, right? Like, that should not be happening.
You know, Homer, so Homer, it's so funny that you say that because my my little cousin just got an Xbox One for his birthday, and his you know, his aunt's friend bought him the Marvel Superheroes video game for it. Mm-hmm. And you know, he's asking me how to, you know, how to play it, and so we're playing it together, right? And so he's freaking he's Mr. Fantastic, and I'm Captain America, and so we're like over here trying to like get to the next whatever level, and I'm just throwing that freaking shield around, and it's hitting like 9 targets before it comes back to you. I'm like, holy shit, this is badass.
You're all, man, this is movie accurate right here.
They really went into detail with this game.
I guess we're all excited for a Venom movie then.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, one last topic to cover for tonight. The Matrix.
Ooh.
See, okay, so I want to touch on this, and there's one more thing I want to touch on.
David just his pants. Okay.
Well, let
I
me
love
just,
The Matrix.
Let me give the overview real quick. So WB has announced that they want to continue the Matrix franchise. They have not set in stone what they want to do yet, either a prequel or a sequel or a continuation. They have every intention for Michael B. Jordan to star. What up, Creed? Since I had texted this to you guys, additional detail arose, and one of the ideas that they have a full writer's room. This isn't the idea they're going to run with, but one of the ideas is prequel movie based on the origin of Morpheus.
Yeah.
I would make
sense. I totally agree with that.
That would be cool, but I mean, I want to see what happens afterwards. That's my opinion, but
it's gonna be the same thing. The way The Matrix ends on Parts 3 would be the beginning of Matrix 1. That's all they would do, because that's what he says. He's like,
the same thing.
We've done through this 50 times, bro, and each time you're different and pissed off.
Hey,
they
but
do
you know
it
what?
Again.
The one Hollywood's getting creative with these reboots / continuations. I think they could totally write a great story and maybe not have the original cast as main characters, like, you know, obviously recast a bunch of main characters, but still have all them all come back as like small cameo appearances or even very small roles just to like connect it to the former ones. I would love to see a continuation story to see maybe how it's changed. Or, I mean, I'm totally down for the prequels too, because I would love to see where Morpheus came from too. I've always wondered that, but
yeah, because like right off the bat, he's the badass. He just comes and he's like, yeah.
Like, how did he get unplugged, you know?
Yeah.
Boom. So that's a good point. In that same vein, I think I'm leaning more towards Morpheus prequel, because the best part of The Matrix is when they're in the fucking Matrix doing badass shit. If we do a movie that's post Matrix Revolutions, then we're still in what's it called when they're out of the Matrix?
The real world.
Yeah,
we're still in the real world. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, the real world.
I think he was trying to think of the city Zion.
Because that's what Morpheus
Zion,
says,
that's
right?
That's what I was looking for.
Oh, I was like, isn't that?
I
what
don't
Morpheus
care
says?
About what's going on in Zion. That when was Neo, so boring. Plus,
yeah,
back
but
I want to see him fight all. The
but age. You remember. But you remember at the end of the movie when the Oracle is talking to the architect on the bench, and they talk about how it won't last and it won't stay forever, and how even there's still like rampant programs running in the Matrix still causing mayhem. I mean, they could run with that somehow.
Okay, that got me a little more excited for it.
But I think regardless it'll be great. I'm excited. I love the Matrix.
I think prequel could work too. I mean, though, seeing Michael B. Jordan. If he, assuming he plays Morpheus, seeing him look for the one and find like 26 dicks before he actually finds Neo, and like
there it is, Boner Jams 19. You're just giving Boner Jams all the freaking minor right now, dude. He's writing it down. He was like D. And he's over here wanting to send me stuff, and he's over here like Boner Jams. Yeah, 2020, bro. You just keep adding them up.
Oh, man. You guys got me set for the next decade, man. Just bring that into group chats and be like, hey, did you guys hear about Boner Jams?
There it is. Did you hear that? Miner just wants us to bring the D into the freaking
2019 with the all the he's D. Had enough D for the next decade, he just said. Oh, fuck you guys.
I guess that's why he's trying to send me some, because he has enough for him. I'm like,
yeah, man, I'm
to you, brother.
Hey man, I'm drowning in D over here, so you know.
There it is.
That's oh wow.
Here we go. Oh come on, man, it's video chat. I don't want to see that.
Funny guy.
They're just falling from the sky. Ping, ping, ping. Hit them on the head. What happened? I hit the wall and my trophies are just falling.
Wow.
It's like like the comedians when they get hit with a microphone, you should hear boom on their stand up specials. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, is that how it goes when you get hit?
I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, in the vein of the Matrix, do we
the need... vein?
That was intentional.
All right, I'm done.
Do we even need a sequel or prequel, David? What do you think?
I mean, I don't think we need one. Me again. I'm a big fan of the Matrix trilogy. It's probably one of my favorite trilogies of basically any franchise.
Really, favorite trilogy? Yeah. Like not favorite.
No. It's not my favorite trilogy. I'm just, it's one of my favorites. Like it's one of my favorite franchises, I should say.
Okay, franchises. So let me ask you a question. Definitely. Do you consider the Animatrix part of the Matrix franchise?
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely canon.
Because I definitely think the Animatrix is better than the second or third sequel. Well, maybe ties with the second. Well, story-wise, better than both of those.
Well, the Animatrix
has the best action.
It just depends because some of the stories I found really boring, but several of the stories, especially the one where it showed how the world got to that point,
They did the sky.
And I honestly would love to see a live action of that. That would be really fun.
Oh, what if that's it?
That would be cool for me. I don't think they're going to go that route because obviously the Animatrix already explored it, but I would love to see live action, you know, that story.
Yeah, but I mean, not a lot of people saw that. You know what I mean? So they could actually can work off of that.
Interesting. So. Interesting theory. That's actually not my favorite segment of the Animatrix. My favorite segment is the one with the runner, the Olympic runner.
Mm-hmm.
Where he ran too fast?
Yeah. And he wakes himself up out of the Matrix. I just thought that concept was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Crazy. Okay, so David's all for it. And one of the only people that I know that likes the third Matrix movie. Philip, what do you got?
To see a Morpheus origin. That'd be kind of cool.
Okay. Homer, what you got?
Yeah, if they do a prequel, I'm down for it. Like I said, a sequel, I don't know how they would do it. They would have to really wow me, you know, like, I don't know. But, I mean, Origins would really do it.
They would definitely have to bring Hugo Weaving back somehow. They would have to bring Agent Smith back. I would have to see that if they did a sequel.
They'd have to, right? Because he's been the same character. He's the same program.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm more for a prequel than a sequel. I like the idea of the Morpheus origin story. But I actually like David's idea, man. If seeing maybe not just that story, but different components of the Animatrix and the origin of the Matrix, that'd be pretty cool.
I mean, think of Prometheus and how it was
horrible. Like, that was
sucked, man.
Well, hold on. My thing. So no. Because I wasn't a big fan of Prometheus when I first saw it. I went and saw it. And I was like, really? And honestly, I didn't even realize it was a. I knew it was connected to the Alien franchise somehow, but I wasn't have to see it. I think I went with Homer and Tony. I can't remember. I went with someone.
And me,
someone.
And Aaron, and James. All of us went there together.
I think there was a line of eight of us.
And I could swear that everyone I was with was like, oh, that movie was so awesome. And I was over here like, really? But I've watched it several times since then. I like that as a standalone movie. And I mean, they barely touched on the Alien part of it. So I really don't think that was like the main point of the whole film, but I don't see how this new one that they're having is connecting with that other one. I guess that's really getting off the complete topic. But the whole point I'm trying to make is, you know, that that movie highlighted the very beginning of, you know, what the Alien franchise was supposed to, I guess, come from, I should say. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind
that. That's my problem with it. They sold it so hard as an Alien prequel with such little Alien in it.
Yeah. Well, wasn't it supposed to take place in a different, like an alternate universe, though?
Not how I understood it. The way that they sold it to me was this is how Xenomorphs came to be.
Yeah.
Okay. But because now Alien Covenant kind of makes sense, though.
It was disappointing to me.
But see, for the longest time, they were like, it's not an alien movie. It's not an alien movie.
Yeah.
And then you saw it, and they're like, there are connections to Alien. And I'm like, now you're going to announce that? Like, really?
But you know what, though? When they made Alien Covenant, right? So when I was watching the trailer for it, at first I was like, what is this movie or whatever? And then I saw the ship that you see at the end of Prometheus where she's flying away. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this is an Alien movie. And then sure enough, Alien movie.
Yeah. You know what? We can I want to ask you all something on this real quick. Well, two things. One, poor Michael Fassbender. I feel like he is such a good actor and just gets stuck with some shit movie that could be good.
But because he's in Alien Covenant too, right?
Okay, so that's what I was going to get to.
He's playing a different android.
And so I didn't.
That doesn't make any fucking sense to me.
Because it's a robot
android.
Yeah, he's supposed to play a different android. It's not the same one from Prometheus.
Okay, so I totally missed that. So I need to rewatch Prometheus right now. I withdraw my statement.
How did you miss that he was an android? His head got cut off, and he's
his head got ripped off, and he's still talking.
Maybe I just forgot. I've only seen
everybody in the movie theater started laughing at that scene because everyone's like, "What the fuck?" Because he's all like talking with with no body or whatever.
But the more you talk about it, I definitely did not see this movie with you, Philip.
But I think it's funny because a lot
went
of people.
To house.
But I think it's weird because a lot of people did do that. They were like, "I didn't see that he was a robot," and I was like, "Did you not like look at any of the mini trailers that they had?"
Not remember that, and like, I actually I'm kind of glad I didn't remember it because it made me more excited for the new Alien movie, knowing that he's a robot. That's awesome. I thought that was an interesting twist, and not knowing that,
he had a trailer of just him talking about how he's a robot droid.
Yeah,
like that's the new trailer, isn't it?
No, that was before Prometheus,
man.
Yeah. What? I never saw just that. I've seen the new one.
Wow.
And he's just talking about, like, hi, I'm David. And he's, like, going off on his stuff. And then it ends, and it was, like, Prometheus coming soon. Like, that was it. And everybody was like, what?
I will hold my statements and say.
Showing him being built, right? Or multiple androids being built while he's there.
Yeah, I think there's multiple ones.
It's going to be really weird. It's going to be really weird seeing Danny McBride in a serious role.
Seriously,
I totally agree with you on that one. I totally agree with you on that one. Because, like, I saw him and I was like, is this going to be stupid funny? Or is this going to be him trying to actually be serious but still come off as stupid funny?
Right? Like, every time I think of him, I'm like, Pineapple Express, like, Thug Life, and then, like, dude, you almost died. You know what I mean? So it's like,
see, his biggest line to me are not those movies anymore. It's always Tropic Thunder, big ass titties, and he's like, yeah, like
that. Okay, first of all, Danny McBride has been in some very serious stuff. I mean, have you not seen Hot Rod or Eastbound and Down?
Oh yeah, you're right. Oh, you know what movie he was? He was like an owner of a franchise. What was that movie? Land of the Lost. He played a serious role in that one.
Too. Business owner right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going through his IMDb right now. I really cannot make an argument for this right now. He was in Aloha, which had a lot of shit. I actually really liked that movie, but fuck
see,
me,
right? That one, I that feel movie like was so he might have been so serious in.
I liked that movie.
Was considered a serious movie, you know?
Yeah, I'm rolling through his IMDb, and that's pretty much the only argument I have for that. That being said, you know what? When I saw that trailer, and when I think about it now, you know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of, like, Bill Paxton's role. He's not serious, and he kind of is a little off the hinges and kind of crazy and does bring some comic relief.
And see, that's what I feel like they have him for. Like, he can make a couple of good jokes every now and then. So,
I'm all for it. I watch Danny McBride and anything. I love that dude.
I mean, I love him, too. I just think it's going to be interesting to see.
See him as a serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good chatting, boys. Good chatting, boys.
One last thing I wanted to throw in there before, you know, we fully get off was Deadpool 2.
Oh.
That guy's name.
I'm glad you brought it up.
Actor. I can't think of his name.
Michael Shannon? No. Why?
So before I saw the Michael Shannon one, I did see that right before we started. I also saw Brad Pitt was in talks.
For cable?
What?
For cable, yeah.
See, I don't know. I don't know. But that guy
I actually
that
think Pierce Brosnan was when they saw when I saw that, I was really on board with that.
Yeah, me too.
See, I didn't
Brad
see
Pitt.
I saw that guy that was in Superman that played the bad guy.
What's yeah, that's Michael Shannon.
Yeah,
Yeah. He's so scrawny. I don't know how they're gonna make him all buff to
have you not seen Man of Steel?
That's called
he's
armor,
not that buff.
Bro.
He can I could look to rip. Michael Shannon is the type of actor that will abuse the shit out of his body for our entertainment. Michael Shannon is
Christian
amazing
Bale
actor.
You know what, man? Thing,
and I would not like him Christian at first. Bale for freaking Batman.
I didn't like him at first. You know, I thought he was a terrible actor when I first saw him. And this was like years ago before he got big.
What was it? What'd you see him in?
He was in Bad Boys. Like he had really small roles, and
his smaller roles aren't good. The movie that made me fall in love with him, and I followed him from there. Bug. Have you ever seen Bug?
I haven't seen that one.
Nope.
Oh my god!
It was just, I forget what the damn movie was. It was with that the one about the bike, the guy who bikes through New York delivering shit, and he ends up.
Rush.
There you go. I saw him in that movie, and I was like, okay, all right. I think I like
him. He was the bad guy in that movie, right?
Yeah.
That one was okay. Have you seen Nocturnal Animals?
There's a bad guy to somebody riding a bike.
Ooh, in New York. Dude, he is a beast in Nocturnal Animals.
What does he do? Like direct traffic? Nah, he can't cross the street. But I got a delivery. Nah, bro, to their light. You gotta stop. You're a douche.
That was good.
I can't picture a bad guy.
Oh, man. He's great in Nocturnal Animals, but if you really want to see Michael Shannon be a badass, watch Bug or The Iceman.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Okay, that one, he's a hard ass.
Dude, serial killer for the hitman. Like, or for the mob.
Yeah.
Like, what more can you ask for? You boys ready to wrap it up?
Yep. Wrap it up. Like a dick.
Here we go.
Oh, God. Well, yeah.
All right. Well, we did have David on the show. We want to thank David for being on the show. David,
thank you guys for having me. Absolutely, it was a pleasure. It was fun.
And I'm Homer. I had a great time. Check y'all next week.
I'm Philip. As always, it's been fun.
Thanks for all your colorful commentary this week, Philip. It's much appreciated. And I'm Aaron. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. If you feel inclined to, you can also leave a review or rate us on iTunes. That'd be nice. Yeah. Or anything that you listen to us on. iTunes, Podomatic, TuneIn, Stitcher. I'm Aaron. Y'all have a great night.
Late.
You'll pay for this. The check's in the mail, baby.